This is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. In a few moments, we'll get to our roundtable. But first, yesterday, hundreds of thousands of people rallied and marched all across the country. While some participated in the march as protesters, others came to champion policies that would make it easier for undocumented immigrants to gain legal status or become citizens. The Los Angeles march ended at an intersection normally clogged with rush hour traffic. Instead, it was filled with a sea of people. One of them, undocumented immigrant Jose Rivera, stood smiling in a crowd. Rivera works in home construction. He came to the march with his wife, three children, and friends.
I want to have a license. I want to have my permission to work. I want to make a normal taxes for me and for my kids, for my family. So that's why I'm here. That's why I'm crying. Si se puede, si se puede.
Organizers were careful to include a diverse group of speakers. One of them was Reverend Lewis Logan of Los Angeles' Bethel AME Church. He's been working to build coalition between Latinos and African Americans in the city.
Historically, black and brown communities have coalesced on vital issues with respect to slavery. More than 5,000 slaves realized their freedom by crossing the Mexican border. And so there is a commonality of human rights and justice on behalf of Mexican and African people. And today is simply another time when history converges and calls us forth to be of one mind and of one voice toward one common destiny and goal. And hopefully through the debates and all of the conversations that we're having together, we can lay our issues on the table and develop a common covenant where we can work together progressively and proactively towards change.
We should note on Wednesday, Los Angeles will play host to a very different type of rally. The border control advocates, the Minutemen, and their supporters will take to the streets.